Track 17.
Sperm whale is a mammal whose habitat includes all of the deep oceans of the world. It is the largest of the odontocetes, the toothed whales, and is recognized by its square head and dorsal hump. These are dark brownish-gray animals, although some older gray-headed males are piebald. Their flukes are broad and triangular. Adult males can reach a length exceeding 60 feet, weighing over 50 tons. Like all whales, their musculature and skeleton is wrapped in a thick layer of fat called blubber. Males are larger than females, and older males travel alone, meeting up with the larger groups to breed, although young males will often socialize in groups themselves. The sperm whale is a social animal with congregations numbering in the hundreds. Females share responsibilities in caring for calves. At birth, a sperm whale calf weighs 1 ton and will remain with its mother for up to 10 years. Sperm whales are predators, eating many species of squid and other cephalopods and some fish, and often dive up to 3,000 feet to forage for food, remaining underwater for as long as 90 minutes. Known as the cachalot, katydid, or potfish, they have been the subject of study by natural historians since the mid-18th century. The first major study of the sperm whale was Thomas Beals' A Few Observations on the Natural History of the Sperm Whale, published in Edinburgh in 1835. Major works of science in the late 20th century have illuminated a great deal of understanding of this animal, its anatomy and physiology, behavior, habitat, and social structures. This skeleton is of a 48-foot animal, which was recovered after it was found dead on Nantucket Island, June 7, 2002. The skeleton itself and all associated parts is the property of the U.S. federal government under the agency of the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, and is on permanent loan to the New Bedford Whaling Museum as an educational specimen under the auspices of the Marine Mammal Protection Act. With a single nostril on the left front portion of an enormous head, an elongated lower jaw filled with up to 50 large conical ivory teeth, specialized blood, and the largest brain in the animal kingdom, sperm whales are unique. Their head takes up one-third of the bulk of their body and possesses a huge and strange spermaceti organ sitting in the forward part of the skull. This organ is one of the great anatomical adaptations in living animals, and its function is only slowly coming to be fully understood. Inside, sitting atop the upper jaw and in front of the skull, is a complex cavity largely comprised of a wax that can vary in consistency and density between liquid and solid, solid when it is cool and liquid when it's warm. The spermaceti organ is protected underneath by a tough layer of tissue called the white horse. The organ itself is made up of two sections, an inner fibrous structure called the junk and the case holding the spermaceti. Some have postulated that there may be a mechanism theoretically allowing the animal to increase or decrease the weight of the spermaceti wax in its head by altering its temperature, an adaptation very useful for diving into deep ocean and rising to the surface again. Others feel this explanation is in error, as there is a physiological absence of any mechanism for such heat exchange. The best current thought is that these structures are adapted for use as acoustic lenses for echolocation by amplifying and transmitting intense sonic clicks that the animal produces with a separate organ, the phonic lips, also located in the nose of the animal. These combined organs, the phonic lips and the spermaceti case and junk, allow sperm whales to produce and concentrate sound waves which bounce off any solid matter and are then transmitted back to the animal's inner ear through a canal complex in the lower jaw. It has been described as the biggest biosonar organ to ever evolve. These adaptations are used for hunting and navigating the dark ocean depths, making the sperm whale a top predator of the deep ocean. Quite apart from their anatomy and physiology, spermaceti wax and the oil obtained from the animal's body blubber were found in the early 18th century to have valuable commercial purposes. Spermaceti and sperm oil burn clean and bright once processed and refined and become valuable market commodities for lighting and lubrication. with the adoption of shipboard triworks, colonial vessels around 1750, the sperm whale and its products formed the basis for the success of the American whale fishery.